The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
He said the altercation happened after a UB40 concert. Well, I think he shouldn't be confirmed just because he went to a UB40 concert. That band sucks. You talk about a lack of judgment. Miss O'Connell, find me some UB40 and put it in the chat room so I can play it. Isn't UB40 the red, red one? Isn't that UB40? do you think that's an accident? Oh, he went to the Red, Red Wine song concert. Whoa, well, that's incriminating right there. Their one-hit record is all about getting drunk. Red, Red Wine. What's it? Red, Red Wine. I'm trying to think of the word. You got it? Oh, cue it up, Jakob. Hit it. Let's hear some you. Let's. Oh, he's guilty. Guilty. Did he just say goes to my head? Makes me forget that I'm still need you so or something. Guilty, dude. Absolutely guilty. All right, Frank. I mean, folks, there you have it. He went to a UB40 concert. Why? Man, they're going to sing about getting drunk. Just what I love to do. Let's go, boys. Let's go to a bar afterwards and let's throw beer on people. Why? Because we're Silver Spoon Mouth Bethesda, Maryland rulers. We're commandos up in here. He said that the altercation happened after a UB40 concert on September 25th when he and a group of people went to Demery's and were drinking pints. At one point, they were sitting near a man who they thought resembled Ali Campbell, the lead singer of UB40. We are trying to figure out if it's him, he said. When the man noticed Lutie and Kavanaugh and others looking at him, he objected and told them to stop it, adding an expletive. Kavanaugh cursed, he said, and threw his beer at the guy. You see, there you go to the UB40 concert, you get all doped up on red wine, you go back to a bar, the lead singer's there, this guy just happens to be there. Kavanaugh is looking at the lead singer of UB40 like he's one of these chicks that he's been pawing his whole life. And somebody said, hey, I know you, you serial par, you Johnson flasher. Stop looking at him like that. Why, yeah? Well, blank you. No, you. And he threw beer on him. Guilty. That's it. Guilty. And just notice, it just happened to be UB40. It just happened to be the Red, Red Wine Band. Who's the guy that wrote The West Wing? Aaron Sorkin? Sorkin could not have written this well. I got to give the Democrats credit. Their screenwriters are awesome. Here's something. Oh, he actually knows the date. Because you know what? You know what a Bee Gees nut I am, right? I saw the Bee Gees once. Mrs. O'Connell, please. It's not. I'll do a Bee Gees marathon right now up in here. I saw the Brothers Gibb once at Norfolk Scope in 1979 in fall. Could not tell you the day. Yeah, look, my memory is like, what's her name? I know it was 1970. Yeah, that's right. It was 1979. It was in the fall. That's all I can tell you. I don't remember that it was cold, so it might have been in the early fall. That's all I can tell you. This guy knows the date. Hey, do we have a crack researcher out there? You want to research and see if... What year did Red, Red Wine come out? Jakob? 1983. So, but he wouldn't have graduated till 84, so this would have been 85. See if you can get a concert calendar for UB 40 for 1985.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.